إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, we will inshallah talk from today onwards on things with regard to what comes after Ramadan, going out of here. And alhamdulillah, we had a very good lecture by Sheikh Rashid Naseem Nadwi, and he gave us some good reminders with regard to what we need to keep in mind going forward as we finish Ramadan, so that we carry forward the benefits of whatever we got in Ramadan, inshallah. We all know the famous ayat of Surah Al Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas." Now, if you look at the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us the best of people, and He said, "You have been selected for the people." Ukhrijat linnas. Allah did not say ukhrijat minannas. He did not say you have been selected from the people. Allah said you have been selected for the people. And therefore, it is very important for us to ask this question, basic question, at an individual level, and say, how is it that I can define myself as being or as existing for the benefit of people? Because this is why Allah created us, to benefit all of humanity, to benefit all of everyone. So where is this benefit? When I do core values and vision workshops for companies, my corporate clients, one of the questions I ask them is that if you and your business disappeared, if you, your business, all signs of the business, if it disappeared, what would be lost for your customer? What would your customer miss? What would your customer find impossible to replace? And that is the actual value of your business. And in some cases, they say, our customers will not miss us. Nothing will actually be lost for the customer. Let me give you a couple of examples. The iPhone, people who are iPhone fans, right? If iPhones disappeared, would you miss the iPhone or not? Now, I can tell you with the other phones, you know, you can get an Android, you can get a BlackBerry or whatnot, but no, you would miss that particular thing, because whatever convenience you find in it and so on and so forth, you would feel a sense of loss. I wish I had an iPhone. Now, on my Android, I use a software for writing called Swipe. So I write like you normally write, instead of typing. And that Swipe is something which is so convenient, and I am so used to it, that I refuse to change my phone. My brother literally sort of tried to force me to accept an iPhone as a gift. I didn't take it because I said it doesn't have Swipe. Now, my point is that this Swipe is so important for me. I just got out of the habit of typing, so I'm not going to do that anymore. I need Swipe. Point I'm making is that if Muslims and all the signs of Muslims and Islam were wiped off the face of the earth, what do you think will be lost for the rest of mankind? Who amongst your neighbors do you think, neighbors as in individual neighbors, neighbors as in neighboring countries, who amongst your neighbors do you think will come searching for you? Who do you think will say, where did these people go? These were good people, they were so beneficial for us, we are missing them, we need them, we can't do without them. Do you think this will happen? That is the question. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best of people is the one who is most beneficial to the people. The meaning of the hadith. People miss something which is beneficial. Nobody misses something which just exists. And definitely people don't miss something which is not beneficial. You don't miss mosquitoes. No? You don't say, oh my God, where do mosquitoes go? I wish a mosquito would come and bite me. I'm used to being bitten by mosquitoes. And no matter how much I tell you about this amazing creature called the mosquito, you'll be surprised. The khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this mosquito and the entire complexity of the mosquito and how the mosquito finds you and so on and so forth. I won't go into all that here, but it's an absolutely amazing and fascinating story of what is the mosquito. But believe me, that amazing creature which Allah created and evolved over millions of years to this level of perfection, if it sits on your hand, arm and bites you, you will not even think twice of wiping out that entire, you know, that entire miracle of creation by one slap. You won't say, no, how can I just kill it? You know, it's such a amazingly evolved. No. Why? Because you do not see any benefit coming to you from the mosquito. You see harm coming to you from the mosquito. So, what is the view of the world with respect to us as Muslims? I think this is something that is very serious which we need to think about. And we need to do something about it, not just think about it. What we need today is people who are willing to live Islam. Who are willing to live for Allah, live for Islam. I'm not going to say that it's easy to die for Islam and more difficult to live for Islam. And I won't say that because I never died for anything yet. So I don't know if it's easy or not. But what is definitely required is for people to live for Islam. People to live Islam. People to demonstrate Islam in a way that Islam is appreciated by those who are not Muslim. And why am I saying that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that's why He created us. We've created you for the benefit of people. And what do we do? تَعْمُرُنَا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Now, أَمَرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ and نَهِيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, we have restricted it purely to haram and halal. It is haram and halal, there is no doubt about that, but it's not restricted only to haram and halal. Al-ma'ruf is anything which is good, anything which is beneficial. A good railway system is al-ma'ruf. The cure for a particular disease is al-ma'ruf. Teaching children in a school is al-ma'ruf. Inventing an umbrella which opens by itself is al-ma'ruf. Whatever. The International Space Station is al-ma'ruf. All forms of scientific research is al-ma'ruf. It's not only haram and halal. Al-munkar is anything which is harmful. For example, smoking. Al-munkar. Now you can have people do a lot of big discussion. Is it haram? Is it makruh? Big discussion on this. La hawla quwwata illa. It is al-munkar. Whether it's haram, makruh, do what you want but don't smoke. Call it anything, as long as you don't smoke, we don't care, you can call it whatever you want. But don't smoke, because it is harmful for you. So the whole issue of ma'ruf or munkar has to do with the effect of things on society in general. Islam spread by the winning of hearts, not by the winning of arguments, not by the winning of fights. Islam spread by the winning of hearts. What are you and I doing to win hearts? That is the question to ask ourselves. How many of you, and I want a show of hands, how many of you have non-Muslim neighbors? Lots of us, right? Because we live in a country which is, majority population is non-Muslim. How many of you know the names of your neighbors? How many of you know the names of their children? Number of hands is less. How many of you know, I can go on more and more granular questions. How many of you know the names of the children? How many of you know where the children are studying? How many of you know whether the children are studying well or not? If the child is not studying well and you are an expert, for example, in mathematics, did you offer to teach that child maths? Not as a business, but as a neighbor. Your child is struggling with something, send him to me. I will teach him. How are you and I being beneficial to other people? That's the question to ask yourself. We all live for ourselves. I mean, you know, but if you just live and eat and drink and die, I mean, you're like a cow or something. Even cows will eat, drink and die. How are you beneficial? How are you doing something which benefits people and you're not doing it because you're taking money for it? You're doing it only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much benefit are you creating around yourself? So offering Quran and giving to them is fine, but just offering Quran and giving to them doesn't help. Because the person who is hungry, he needs bread more than Quran. You have to feed him first. This is one of the problems of our modern way of giving dawah. We think that distributing pamphlets and giving Quran and giving bayans and so on. No, nothing wrong with that. Obviously, you have to do that. But you have to start somewhere. And the starting somewhere is in social issues. Starting somewhere is in issues where people are feeling some pain. If there is unemployment which is rife, if there is people have no food to eat, he's not interested in your theology lecture. He wants food. So give him food first. This is exactly what Christian dawah is. Christians did not come with a Bible in their hand. Christians came with medicines in their hand. They came with schools and they came with hospitals. They didn't come with a cross and a Bible. No. The cross and the Bible followed. When he cured your disease and you are free from pain, then he said this happened because of the grace of Jesus, and you are willing, at that point in time, you are willing to believe in anything, including Mickey Mouse. No problem. That's what we don't do. In the name of dawah, you go with theology. Who cares about your theology? Nobody is interested in your theology. People are interested in food. They are interested in medicine. They are interested in teaching. They are interested in employment. Create benefit for them, which is visible. Benefit is not what you think as benefit. Benefit is what the person sees as benefit. And then you bring about your work. I want you to do some homework when you go today. I'll finish with that. Go and Google the biggest charities in the world. Top 10 charities in the world. And see how many of them are Muslim charities. We think we are generous. Look at the top 10 charities in the world. And see the numbers. How much is that charity? And then see how many Muslim charities are in it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to become beneficial for the people among whom we live, so that this becomes the reason why people are attracted to Muslims and Islam. Because until we do that, all our dawah will go down the drain. Nobody is impressed. People are sick and tired of listening about Islam. People want to see Islam in practice. So they say, put up or shut up. You're not interested. You show it, otherwise get out. And that is what we need to be clear in our minds about, and we need to do. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ورحمة الله.